Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
These are the wrong plans! These are the old plans!
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
Stop it! Stop what you're doing!
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Pro Insider. This is where we talk about the stuff that maybe didn't make it into last week's show and isn't going to slide into next weekend's show. Thanks for joining us today. Well, today I wanted to talk about a hot subject. This is all about designing that luxury bathroom and some tips of mine for you to maybe help walk yourself through it, or even better, hire a professional to help you walk through it. And that's really where it comes down to my first tip. My first tip of the day is when you're dealing with a large project like a bathroom or a kitchen, hire that certified kitchen or bath designer to help you through the process, because that designer is going to help you every single time save money on that project. Because I tell you what, every time a homeowner has done this once or twice without help, there's always thousands of dollars in mistakes that were made. Sometimes that project gets completed and they didn't even know they made that mistake. So it's one of those things that can be really, really bad on your budget, where you could have paid a designer and had a better looking project. Now let's talk a little bit about the budget, because that's one of the biggest things right now. You need to have a solid budget for this. If you think that you're going to remodel that hall bathroom and pay somebody to do it for $5,000, you're not close. And I want you to make sure that you have the right budget for the project, because I think the average on a hall bathroom like that, not even replacing the cabinet, paying people to do it, is about 16 grand for a bathroom of that size. And that's putting in the fiberglass tub, that's putting in laminate countertops, that's not doing that stuff. And with materials being so expensive, I mean, right now, lumber futures prices as of today are, what, four times what they were a year ago? So no matter what you're doing, things are more expensive. So really budget for that. Make sure that you've talked to a contractor, make sure you've shopped out exactly every little piece that's going to go in there, and making sure you do it. I just am wrapping up my super luxury bathroom for my house. And I've got some great partners I've been working with. This has turned out just absolutely stunning. And I'm super excited about this project. But it took a lot of effort in getting all those pieces together. Everything from my, really when it comes down to it, I've got my DuPont Corian Endura shower and countertops. I mean, that has been one of my favorite materials. I've got that in the shower walls. I've got slab showers for the porcelain. It's a high-performance porcelain. I've got that all over the place in there, including the vanity tops, you know, for the sinks. And that, again, I did a mitered edge on. So I really wanted to figure that out, you know, and really make it work well. I mean, that's the cool part. Even the shower, which we'll get to in a second, I wanted to make sure, because it's a steam-style shower, I wanted to make sure that I had the right system in there, because I didn't want that to become a moldy, mildewy mess. So I put in the Armada Dry system. So it's armadadry.com. We'll talk to these guys a little bit later on this in an upcoming show. It is an air jet shower drying system that prevents mold and mildew. So it really just blows out everything within that shower, and keeps everything air dried. So it's great. No more squeegeeing, no more of that stuff. It works really good. And I love it. Works great. It does a great job of keeping that a healthy place. Now, kind of the two pieces in that bathroom, there's a lot of stars in this bathroom, but the Thermasol Total Wellness Package is the crazy part of it. That's the controller. That's all that stuff that goes in there. It's a beautiful system. And what I love about that is that, and this is the really cool part of that, is that it's all electronically controlled. It's a smart home shower system. So there's a lot to that. But everything from my Strasser vanities to, you know, the Z Collection tile on the floor, you know, my friends over at Ardex that helped me put down a heated floor system, Weddy, those guys, and helping me put in my shower system behind that. And then, of course, on top of that, we've got, my great friends over at Portland Marble Works here locally who did the fabrication on everything. And those guys did a killer job. So where I'm going with this is I have a lot of partners that I've worked with together on this project like any other project. Now, budget-wise, that was a really hard thing to work out with this stuff. And so I want you to really take into account how one thing can change around. Because I turned around and went, oh, I want a steam shower system. Great. That's going to cost X. But then you go, oh, well, now I got to do a shower backing system that goes behind that slab porcelain that's going to be steam rated. Oh, well, now that's going to cause that to be more expensive. That's going to cost X. And then I go, oh, now I got to put in a shower door system, and that's going to cost X. And it has to be custom, and it has to be sealed to go in there because it's a steam shower. So you see how these things compound. So one little decision that I made changed four or five different products as I went down the road of just affecting the budget. So you've got to be careful of not to cause that avalanche in one decision. Now, it's turning out beautiful. I've had some great partners, and I just want to thank everybody for that. It's looking really good. But, you know, I want you to sit there and really plan out these projects. Now, the next thing I want you to think about is your timeline. The timeline's a tough one. On this project here, due to different products, COVID, all the different shortages of materials, not from these people, my timeline has gone over by three times what I thought it was going to be. I thought I could knock this out in a couple months. It's been 6 months now, really, before we really went from, okay, we're going to do this to go. And now, am I doing a lot of the stuff as a DIY project? Absolutely. Was there a lot of professionals involved? Absolutely. But that's the thing. So I want you to think about timing right now is tough. And getting contractors to tackle projects, I'll be honest, it's tough to find a project person to tackle something right now. I mean, it's tough. It's really tough. So think about that a little bit of when you want to get done. You're going to have a hard time if you're not already working with a contractor getting a project done this summer. And I worry about finding a contractor that can dive on a project that quickly. So something to think about. Everybody's busy. There's a lot of DIY projects going on. And of course, we're seeing that in building materials and all those expenses. So just another tip of mine is making sure that you don't get in a hurry. You're going to do this once, right? So you want to do it and do it on a timeline that makes sense. Myself, we had to really get this going because, you know, we're a 1.5 bath. So we had to really temp up a shower while ours was down, while we were letting things dry and that stuff to make sure it worked correctly. So those are all things that, you know, we had to work through that process, and we laugh about it now, but it was not easy. It was not easy to be doing that over the wintertime and to have a temporary shower set up so we could do this. So got to think through that stuff. And that's tough, especially when you're in a home that maybe has 1.5 bathrooms. You're missing that other shower. If you're taking on that project, there's only a couple ways you can work around that, especially right now with gyms closed. Going in and taking a shower in the gym after your workout is not an option. So that in our area is a problem. Now, if you're in other states that are open, God bless you. You're lucky. Out here in Portland, Oregon, we're shut down tight. No in-person dining in my county. And, you know, gyms are closed, that kind of stuff. I think, well, I think you can have six people in the gym or whatever. That's not what we're talking about here today, though, but that affects projects. And that's kind of where I wanted to go with that. So something to think about. But just think about these things. You know, we've got a great show coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about design with David Applebaum, great architect. He has done the who's who of projects down in Southern California, you know, just about name the star, and he'll go, oh, yeah, I worked on their place. That's the kind of projects he takes on. We're going to have him on the show on Saturday. So you don't want to miss that one. You've heard him on other shows. This one's great. We're going to talk about design and projects and how to tackle some of these things and what architects and designers can do to help you. So this is a little bit of a tease for Saturday's show. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday. I'm going out this afternoon to get my second dose of my COVID-19 shot. So as long as I'm feeling good, we will have our Pro Insider special tomorrow. I just want to make sure that I'm feeling up to it and on my A game for that. That last one kind of kicked my butt a little bit, so hopefully this one won't be too bad as well. Hopefully I'll get a break on the second shot, but I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We'll see you tomorrow on, hopefully, on the Pro Insider special. And if not, we'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for listening around the house. Really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the week.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.